Well, good morning. It's morning somewhere. Even if it's, what is it? It's 1:11 p.m. here on the Front Range in Greeley, Colorado. It's a lovely day. 50-something. I don't know what. The wind is not cutting today, which is a big plus. I'm a little chilly, but my fingers are a little chilly. The rest of me is quite comfortable, actually. It's Sunday afternoon, March the 19th, 2023. I changed up my front end routine and started listening to. I picked up the latest episode, let's put it that way, of Dave Robison's North Pond Monitors. North Pond Monologues, which is his daily morning walk. Started in Chicago, so hence the North Pond, but now he's in Portland, Oregon. And he's was talking about having friends who do other things. Specifically, he has a friend who's a rock star and apparently, or a rock and roll player, musician, who is, he was going to go see them yesterday, last night. Not last night, Friday night. Maybe Saturday night, because this was the 18th. Yeah, Saturday night. Anyway, and how, when you think about what other people do, it's never what you imagine. The reality is never what you imagine, which is true. It's I suspect that it's both horrifying and gratifying in equal measure. Only slightly more gratifying than horrifying, otherwise they wouldn't do it. Or I guess at least somewhat more satisfying than horrifying. At any rate, that was an interesting take on perception and social circles and the friends that he's made along the way since he's left Tennessee. And maybe kind of envious. On the other hand, he's much more of an extrovert than I would ever be comfortable with. And the fact that I don't have the same kind of network, the broad-based network that Dave has developed over the decades. And I'm not necessarily thinking that's a good thing for me to do. But it was interesting to hear him talk about how important it was to him to be able to pack up, go to Portland, and find himself in a community that welcomed him. A really interesting talk. Big news here is that I finally got through the next comb out pass on School Days, book one of the Margaret Collins series. I think it's going to be called School Days. Hi. Somebody tweak their car alarm. mouth is drying out really fast today. Quiet day. I mean, it is a Sunday. You think of Sunday as being a quiet day. Not a lot of people around. Not a lot happening. People engaged in whatever spiritual practice they have associated with Sunday. Sunday, Sunday, Sunday. Whether it's church or drag racing or whatever. Somebody's got a barbecue going. I assume it's a barbecue. It smells like charcoal. So, I don't know what I'm really going to talk about. I don't have anything to talk about today. It was kind of why I was hoping Dave would inspire me to some heights of thought and contemplating circle of friends, whether it's digital or analog. I do have a circle of friends. I don't mean to intimate that I'm sitting in my lonely corner crying or anything. But I'm a homebody. I have been for a very long time. And it's, as much as I might think about doing something else, I don't have the drive to make it happen. I don't have the impetus. The light bulb. I don't really want to change. I am the light bulb. Big aspen grove in this house's backyard. It's a McMansion. We have this street backs, or a neighborhood of very large houses, let's put it that way, backs up to the street. And the one right over there has let their aspens run as they are wont to do. And so the backyard is filled with aspen trees now, which is like living in a grove. And I suppose it's really nice, but they're all about the same age. They're all about the same height, which means they're all going to die at about the same time. That's going to be a pain in the butt to try to clear out. So where do I go with the book from here? Tomorrow's the 20th. I'm taking tomorrow off from writing. I'm just going to play tomorrow, because that's my reward for having finished this comb through. And I have a little bit of time before I have to pass it over to Karen. If you're signed up to be a beta reader, watch your email. I may be sending out a few copies. I usually say I'm going to send it out to 10 and wind up sending it to 100, but not this time. Not this time. I want this book to be put together and ready for Karen, and I don't want to try to be putting in beta reader changes last minute. I'm really happy with the way this book reads, with the way this book looks. And as much as I'd like to have you people all talking about, gee, what a great book this is, I also need to get started on book two. And the sooner I get started on book two, the sooner I get book two ready. I expect book one will be out and available to people who want to read it well in advance of when I might be thinking about beta readers for book two. We'll see how it works out. I don't know. I'm coming up on it. Get ready. Say it with me. Monk post. The city still hasn't replaced that broken off pole. I'm developing a hump, and it comes from hanging my head forward and putting strain on my backbone and a bunch of other things. I have a lot of lower back pain, probably from arthritis, but largely because I have no muscle strength anymore, so everything sort of pinches. So this morning I started a new lower back exercise regimen. And we'll see if I can remember to do it. I'll put it on my to-do list for the morning routine, so I do at least one set of those exercises every morning. And what's this guy doing? Going slow. Gonna make a turn. Okay, make the turn. Get out of my way. You kids, get off my land. Oh. We'll see how it goes. We'll see what I feel. I've got dental on Tuesday. So Tuesday is a play day. I have medical. I'm not committing to doing anything else that day. It's only cleaning, but I have this issue with dentists. Even though I really, really like and trust my current dentist, and I really, really like and trust my current hygienist. I always get the same one. I see her every 90 days, whether I need to or not. I was on every 4 months, but after radiation, they want me every 90 days, so that's what we do. Next week, I've got another medical procedure. I also have to see, also doing a guest lecture slot for a teacher down at DU, Denver University. CU Denver, I'm not sure exactly what the appropriate nomenclature is. But I'll be guesting via Zoom with Tom in DU, at DU. I'm pretty sure it's next week. It should be fun. It's usually you know, I like to talk to people and let them know what's possible to sort of counter the prevailing wisdom that, oh, it's pointless, you may as well quit, there's no way you can get ahead. Writing is just such a pain in the butt and it's not worth doing, and self-publishing isn't worth the time and money it takes to do it, and you can't actually get published by a publisher because they all have too many people vying for too few slots, etc., 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 etc. Just goes on and on and on and on. It was a discussion on Mastodon yesterday between two people who, yeah, they were just like, I don't know, this is just pointless. This is just, I don't understand. I can't get any traction. I can't find any sales. I need more reviews. It's like, no, you don't need more reviews. You need more readers. And it's like, well, yes, but how do I get readers? Well, it's like this. Reviews come from readers. Readers don't come from reviews. Well, social proof, bullshit. I know everybody says, oh yes, well, of course, I read the reviews and make up my mind once I see what everybody else thinks. And the answer is, maybe. I'm not convinced that that's the case. I'm willing to accept that in a few edge cases that might happen, but. And then I go and I look them up. And I don't understand why I can't get any traction. The guy has an anthology of short stories. He has a nonfiction title. He has a mystery. He has a science fiction of some flavor. I couldn't really tell. So he has 5 books. I mean, I'll give him that. He has 5 books. But none of them are in the same niche. None of them serve the same group of readers. None of them serve the same audience. None of them have anything in common other than his name on the cover. And I'm going, what do you expect? Well, it's impossible for the little guy to get any attention. He's like, no, it's not. You just have to stop doing stupid stuff. And you have to do the work. I guess, was it yesterday, the day before? I was talking about the Reddit thread where the guy was saying, well, it's going to be 5 to 7 years before I get 5 titles out. He said, you got one. And it's like, all right, well, it'll be what it'll be. If you're not willing to do the work, then don't complain that you don't get the revenue. I keep thinking that there's a story, a kid's story, a fable, I guess. A little red hen who wanted to make bread. And so she turned to her friends in the barnyard and said, well, who wants to help me clear the land? Nobody helped her, so she cleared the land herself. Each step of the way, she looked for somebody to help her. And all along the way, nobody would help her. Until she had the bed baked. The bed baked. The bread baked. And then, of course, everybody wanted to help her eat it. And her response was pretty predictable. You wouldn't help me clear the land, plant the seed, harvest the wheat, thresh the grain, grind the flour, make the bread, but now you want to eat it? Yeah. No. I think about that story a lot. When I see, hear a lot of, or see a lot of, and particularly self-published authors. Because tried pub authors, I can't do anything for those people there. They have a very different agenda than I do. They're not looking for readers. They're not looking for revenue. They're looking for, fame. They're looking for somebody else to do most of the work. Not realizing that they're going to wind up doing the worst of the rest of the work. And then they'll be dissatisfied with what they get out of it. So, yeah. Busy day at the playground. It's a beautiful day for it. Lots of kids. Toddler making an escape. Dad just picked him up. But I wasn't with dad, but adult male. Pulled him out of the weeds before he could get in the creek. This little kid can't be more than four. Probably not older than three. Head up, shoulders back. Squeeze my shoulder blades together. Whew. Tiring. But I also adjusted my chair. The chair was causing me to hunch forward, and I straightened it up. My feet fit the floor better. Little changes over a long period of time add up. And so what I'm trying to do is find all those little changes that I can do and start adding them up. Like the walks. So here I am at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.